Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Welcome. I'm so glad you're with us. This show's all about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle's the medicine. The choices that we make every single day, they can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have. Look, we want to see you thrive. Call us, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We want to see you go to the next level with your health and with your life. Why? Because we believe you can more than ever. I want to see you reach your potential and become the best version of you. Look, it all comes down to your choices every single day. No matter what you deal with, blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, weight loss, your choices are what determine your health every day. Give us a call, 888-283-7272, or go to Believe Health TV. Send me an email if you want to send me that, make it part of the show. Oh, and guess what? Just as a free gift, being a great listener, viewer, we're giving you a free copy of my hardback book. Go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com. And it's got the anti-inflammatory diet in it. You can see all the foods you can eat, stay away from. Look, it's just our gift to you. It'd be a blessing to help you, encourage you, and just get you in the journey of where you want to go. Sometimes you just need a little nudge, right? Sometimes you need to stick your toe in the water, but sometimes there needs to be somebody come up behind you, maybe playing a joke, maybe not, and push you in the water, right? So I'm telling you that health really comes down to your choices. I want to help you get there, all right? If you haven't followed on social media, make sure TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of those, you follow us, and so you can stay in touch with everything we've got going on. Oh, and if you need a health coach provider, listen, our health coach providers are amazing. They'll help you in whatever area, wherever you are, around the country, around the world, whatever. We've got health coaches that can help you at whatever place you're at and whatever you're dealing with. Look, it's amazing. We want to see you get to the next level with your health and life. Now, let's talk about Alzheimer's. All right, Alzheimer's is something that we struggle with. A lot of people have seen more diagnosed cases of this than just about anything. Like, it is skyrocketing in our diagnosed cases right now. Alzheimer's, of course, deals with the memory, and it falls in the category with dementia, kind of the same thing. But I want to tell you about something that we found that is really helpful, that was somebody that is either in the early stages of Alzheimer's, maybe you know somebody has a family history, which there is a genetic component to that. It's more lifestyle choices, though, let me just tell you. But let me tell you something that we found. Dandelion juice. You're like, what? Like flowers? Yeah, dandelion. They did multiple studies, and they found that it could be a dandelion tea. It's the best way to take it. But dandelion has been shown, it's one of the very few juices that has been shown to remove heavy metals from the body, detox and chelate the body, and help prevent Alzheimer's. Pretty cool, huh? So everything, you got to remember that most everything that we need to heal the body is found in nature. It really is. Our foods, flowers, plants, right? Plant-based diet. You hear that? Plant-based diet. So eating the right kind of foods in the right combination, knowing what your body needs to get it to heal, to function better, to really get to that next level is all you really need to have a life that you can thrive. That's key. So dandelion, you can get it in a tea form, health food stores. You can order probably, you know, online. But usually 1 to 2 cups a day can be really, really helpful as a preventative. Of course, if you're dealing with any stages of Alzheimer's, you want to get with a health coach provider and find out, you know, what level you need to be at there. But those can be super. Dandelion can be very, very helpful when it comes to any kind of dementia, Alzheimer's, that category. They have found that removing the heavy metals is something that can be super, super helpful in that. We've got Christy that sent us an email in. She wants to know what to do when it comes down to not having the right kind of taste in your mouth. I guess you're meaning like your taste buds change and whatnot. Two things you need to think about. One is this. If you're low in zinc, it can throw your taste buds off. You can have like a loss of taste, loss of smell with zinc. So a lot of times we're super deficient in zinc, and getting enough zinc in your diet, which you can get that from certain foods like nuts and seeds. Almonds are a really good source of zinc. Brazil nuts are really great with that as well. you can get enough zinc if you're eating those kind of foods consistently. I've got a whole list of that in my book you can get for free. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That it lists all of these out. But zinc is a big one when your taste buds are kind of funny. That tends to be the mineral that most people are deficient in when that's going on. Now, a lot of times when you're dealing with an issue with taste or smell, it could be something simple like a zinc deficiency, but it also could be maybe you could have an infection of some kind, and it could just be something, a respiratory infection, whatever, can affect taste and smell a lot of times. Many times that will resolve. If it's a mineral deficiency, though, like zinc, a lot of times that won't resolve. So if you kind of get sick or cold and then that stays, it means that you're probably deficient in zinc to begin with. And that's one that you need to look at. You get a blood test done, you see what your zinc levels are. I'm a big fan of testing. I think it's always a good way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also go online at Believe Health TV. Hey, look, our network is everywhere. Fire TV, Roku. Check us out on Apple TV. Also, Clix TV. We're everywhere. We're going to be everywhere for you to be able to help you. Look, if I can help you make one change in your life, one transition to really begin to thrive in your health, and you can teach that to someone else, okay? That's the key. That's what we're shooting for every single day, okay? Teach one, reach one. I mean, it is so vital that we all understand the concept of helping others and to coach others, because if you learn one thing and you help one other person, think about what you're doing with your life. 888-283-7272 is the number. Let's get to the phones right now and talk to Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn.
My vitamin D level is 12, and my doctor tells me I can't take vitamin D supplements because my parathyroid hormone is on the low side of normal, and if I take vitamin D to bring it up, it'll lower my parathyroid hormone even more. So what do I do?
That's a tough one. It is. I mean, one of the things you've got to do in that case is you really want to keep an eye on, because the parathyroid is driving so much when it comes to your minerals. So it's important to keep an eye on that. One key that you can do instead of hyperdosing on supplementation is to focus on the foods that contain vitamin D in them. That's what I would focus on more than anything. You know, if your doctor's got you going down a certain path, make sure you stay on that path. Look and ask your doctor and talk to them about vitamin K2, okay? There's vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. K2 has been shown in studies to support the parathyroid function, and it's found in vegetables, dark leafy greens, whatnot, but usually taking it in a supplement form is more beneficial. But the vitamin K2 helps all the regulatory hormones, especially the parathyroid, work much better. It also helps to absorb the vitamin D3 that you do have so that your body can use it effectively. So that's what I would look at first, is to look at your K2 levels, get a blood test done, since you're checking everything else anyway, and see what your vitamin K2 levels are. So start there and then come up with a game plan from there, because that's your key. You're in a place where you can't just take vitamin D, and you may not need to. There may just be a part of your gut and your system that's just not absorbing and utilizing the part that you do have. Yes, it is low, but remember, on the blood test, 30 is the rock bottom of low, and even if you can get it up to 30, depending on what your doctor says, that would still be in a normal range and be enough vitamin D3 for the benefits of what you need that for. So, again, focus on the foods, not so much on supplements, and see if by utilizing K2 and getting the K2 levels up in your body, if you can utilize the vitamin D that you currently have and can expand to utilize more or allow the body to use more. Many times that can be one of the big keys that you look at. But vitamin K2, that's a major player in something like this. So make sure to do that. And again, with parathyroid, maybe your doctor has you doing this, maybe they don't, but resistance forms of exercise consistently, and I mean real consistently, that like 6 days a week would be something you want to consider. But talk to them about it, because at the end of the day, you're under their help. Your nutrition has got to be amazing. No more playing around, no more games. Your nutrition has to be spot on. The anti-inflammatory diet is the way to go in this, because it's going to give you the foods that lower inflammation in the body, that gives you a well-rounded approach, and allows your body to function at its peak level. I'll give it to you for free. Just go to myfreehealthbook.com and you can get a copy of my hardback book for free. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more.
Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at uchasenetwork.com.
I want to get to the phones because at the end of the day, I know you guys have been calling in. 888-283-7272. You can always send me an email. We've got a bunch of those at Believe Health TV. If we don't get you on the show, don't worry. We will find a way to make sure to get you someone that can help follow up with you, help you along the way. All right, let's get on the phones and go to Travis. Hi, Travis. What is your health challenge?
I was calling to ask about arthritis medicine and if it causes cancer or it knocks down the immune system.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm just going to say this. When you talk about arthritis and the medicine, and do you need to be on it or not? Does it cause cancer? Look, every medication has side effects. And if you look deep enough and if you go deep dive enough into a lot of these medications, you're going to see all kinds of craziness that you're like, man, but did it cause like one cancer cell in one person? You know, that's enough, right? But at the end of the day, it's a cost of, is it benefiting the body versus the outweigh of the side effects? That's what every doctor, I think, deals with when they're giving medications to anyone. So in your case, I wouldn't be so concerned about, is my arthritis medicine, because arthritis medication, it should not be something you have to take forever. Like, it is a short-term, typically should be, a short-term thing, unless we're talking about rheumatoid arthritis where there's a genetic component, okay? So I would look at, what can you do to not have arthritis? That's like the way I would be thinking. Because if the arthritis medication, you're concerned about, like, the side effects. I get that. But the question is, do you want to be on it forever, or what are you proactively doing every single day to make your body function better so you don't even need it, so the arthritis goes down? Are you losing the weight that you need to take the pressure off the joints? Are you eating an anti-inflammatory-based diet to cut down the inflammation in the body so the inflammation doesn't go to the joints and the hips and the shoulders and all of that? So are you making those kind of adjustments and choices so that your body functions at a better level? See, that's the kind of thought process you want to be thinking about to get to that next level. It really comes down to that. Arthritis is one of the easiest things. Everybody has a form of arthritis if you're over the age of 40, okay, 35 probably. If you're an athlete, 30. So you've got wear and tear on the joints, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have a lot of pain in that area and that you should have to deal with that, you know, the inflammation and the pain and all. So there's a lot of things you can do. I would encourage you, anti-inflammatory diet, and then look at the foundational five, as I talk about with supplementation. So that's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, all your omega-3s, okay, and probiotics and vitamin D. Those five. We've got one packet that has all of those in it. If you don't want to just go out and research and do a bunch of, take five different things, we have a packet that has it all. Take it once a day. You just go to our website, go to Believe Health TV, and you can easily see it there. It's called the Foundational Five. So I just want you to be encouraged to know that you're not stuck. Like, your choices every single day matter. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then you can lifestyle your way out and get well. And that's what this show's about, helping you reach your potential and becoming the best version of you. Because at the end of the day, no one else can do this for you. Like, the doctor can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. You're the only one. And we want to help you get there more than anything. All right. We've got Scott in Dallas, Texas, that wants to know what to do for prostate. Okay, so Scott, I don't know if it's a swollen prostate or prostate cancer. I can tell you this, that one of the big things you've got to do for prostate is your eating habits, yes, but you've got to manage a hormone called DHT. It's a version of testosterone. It's called dihydrotestosterone. And one of the best ways to do that, it's old school, but it's salt palmetto. Pumpkin seed oil is really, really good. Or pumpkin seeds. You just eat the pumpkin seeds. And then also is managing progesterone. This is the key that nobody talks about. So when you get your hormones checked, you want to check for your progesterone levels and see where they are. It's like that's a female hormone, right? But no, men have progesterone as well. And what happens is our progesterone takes a dive. And guess what goes down when when the progesterone goes down, testosterone goes down. Estrogen goes up. That's not a good thing all the way around. Okay, if the progesterone goes down, they have found, done studies on this, that it can make the prostate swell. So that's something that you want to look at if we're just talking about like BPH or a swollen prostate, and that's one thing you can look at. The other thing is this, get tested, a blood test done of some kind, nutritional testing, which is so important to get your baseline always, at least three times a year. Get a baseline on your zinc levels, because when zinc levels are low, the prostate swells. That's another one that men get heavily deficient in. So I want to talk about, for just a minute, I want to talk about weight loss, because I think it's a topic that we talk a little bit about it, but not a whole lot about it. And weight loss, for the most part, is something that a lot of people struggle with. It may just be 10 pounds for one person, and it might be, it could be 100 pounds for another person. But nonetheless, getting your weight to a certain point where you're happy, feel confident, and feel good about where you are is really important. It is in so many different ways, but I want to really encourage you to follow these three keys when it comes to weight loss, all right? Number one is this principle right here. It's what I call the protein rule. And as long as your kidneys are healthy, the protein rule says you eat 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you eat 150 grams of protein a day. The key is learning how to measure out what your body needs and that sort of thing. So it's real vital to kind of understand that. So your protein is what we call the protein rule. Don't worry about carbohydrates. Don't worry about fats. You don't need to eat a ton of those, but we want to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods, and especially getting the right kind of protein. Number two is to make sure you're getting proper rest. Okay? Proper rest, if you're wanting to lose weight, getting those 7 to 9 hours that they talk about, I think it's more like, personally, I think 6 to 8 is a better number. Because once you start getting into that ninth hour of sleep, it's too much. Studies have shown that if you sleep like 10 hours, you're at a high risk of stroke. And plus, you're sleeping your whole life away. It's too much. I think 6, 7, 8 hours, tops. It's the most you should be doing.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are mourning the death of Queen Elizabeth. A statement said the Queen was a steadying presence in a world of constant change for decades. The Biden citing the Queen's unwavering commitment to duty and the imperishable power of her example. Her son Charles, a Prince of Wales, will assume the throne and will go by King Charles III. A public defender will represent the man accused of kidnapping and killing Eliza Fletcher in Memphis. Cleotha Henderson was in court on Thursday. That's where a judge denied a motion for the public defender's office to be removed from the case because of a conflict of interest due to previous representations of Henderson in a prior kidnapping case. The White House says President Biden will be speaking at the Pentagon to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
$50 billion in climate change measures while supporting the state's last nuclear power plant. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is declaring a public emergency over the illegal immigrants being bused from Texas. Bowser saying her city is creating a special office to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants. Roughly 8,000 have been dropped off by Texas over the span of about 5 months. The mayor and other city leaders in the district proudly claim they're a sanctuary city. Most Americans want a maximum age limit for elected officials. That's according to a new poll from CBS News and YouGov. Over 70% of those polled say there should be an upper age restriction that would force lawmakers to leave office. Only 27% say they didn't agree with the idea. 70% received the most votes for what the appropriate age cutoff would be. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
But sleep is a big key for weight loss. It's one that helps to regulate the hormones. You know, we talk a lot about intermittent fasting now. It's become a big deal. There's some benefits to fasting for sure. Not that everyone needs to fast, but it is a big player, and especially for weight loss. But the big thing is when you're dealing with any kind of fasting, you want to make sure more than anything that a lot of that happens during your sleep. It's just easier because if you're sleeping 8 hours, you're knocking out 8 hours of fasting. So if you don't eat 2 hours before bed, now you've got 10 hours of fasting in, which is a good amount of time to see some change within the body. So I want to encourage you that to make sure of those two things. And the third is this, is to always, and this is very important when it comes to weight loss, is optimize your hormones. H-O-T, hormone optimizing therapy. And the way to do that is to get blood testing done every three to four months to manage where your nutritional deficiencies are and also where your hormone levels are. Knowing those numbers with you and your doctor, or if you need help with a health coach provider, is one of the best things you can do, because if you know your numbers, you can have a roadmap of where your body needs to go. And that is such a key when it comes to weight loss. It's the thing that no one's telling you about weight loss. That is one of the biggest secrets, is optimizing the hormones that you have on the inside. Welcome. We're so glad you're with us today. This show is all about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Look, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyles are medicine. So the choices that we make every single day, they can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. Look, you don't have to struggle with your health. You don't have to just always be worried and concerned. If you make the right kind of choices every single day, look, you can do great things with your health. Your potential lies in your choices. And remember, every one of us, hopefully, and we want to help you get there, is to strive to be the best version of yourself. Look, every single day you can make that happen. It comes down to the choices that we make. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll make your call part of the show, or we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. If you want to send me an email or find out any of the social media, just go to Believe Health TV. That's Believe Health TV. You can find us there, and we can connect with you anyway. We've got health coach providers that can help you. Look, we've got the whole gamut. We want to encourage you, help you to go to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's kick off with a call and go with Miss Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Welcome. I think we lost Evelyn. Let's go to Casey. Hi, Casey.
I'm obese. I'm 5'3". I weigh 297 pounds, and I want to lose weight.
All right. So, first of all, I'm just excited that you want to lose the weight. That you, because, I mean, 297, obviously, you know, needs to come down. But I'm just glad that you've decided in your head, because I can't do it for you. Like your friends, your family members, right? I talk about that a lot. No one else can do this for you. You have to want to do it for you. I'm just glad that you come to a point where you're like, I am going to do this. No matter what, I'm going to do this. And to get to that point is a really big deal. So I just applaud you for that, because I know it's hard. Now, let's get started with the basics. Number one is you want to follow a good eating plan, number one, and that's a good anti-inflammatory-based diet. So I would encourage you to start there. We'll send you a copy free, totally free. Just go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com. We'll send you a copy just for being great, getting started, needing help, and we just want to bless you that way. So get started. It's got the food list in it, everything you need to eat, stay away from, all of that. The anti-inflammatory diet is the way to do that. It's what we've used clinically for years, and it's a great starting point. When you cut down inflammation in the body, that's when you begin to really win the battle. So I would start there. Now, the other thing you want to look at is your activity level, okay? Activity level is going to be a real, real key. And I would start with, if you're brand new at this, I'd get a personal trainer. Just so you know, I'd have someone that can help you, monitor you. I'm a huge fan of personal trainers. I think they're very, very important, especially if you're new and you're at a higher weight, because you've got issues with your joints that you need to be concerned about. You don't want to have any kind of injury. But walking, of course, is safe for anybody, most, unless the doctor told you it wasn't. But it's one of those things that you really want to start that path and have your coaches that can walk you along the way. Because right now, let me just tell you this. If you can handle it, you need to do a certain. It's good to do a certain amount of activity every day. Like you got, if you're on this journey of losing the weight, it's eating healthy every day. It's exercising every day. There's no days off. Okay. Now, from more intense exercise, yes, I think 1 or 2 days off is good. But just going out and taking a 15-minute walk, you can do that every day. Your body was designed to move every day, just like we were designed to eat every day, and we sleep every day, and we poop every day, and we pee every day. I don't know if I'm saying pooping and peeing, but I'm a doctor. We talk about that kind of stuff. That's the key. So if it's worth doing, I had a good friend of mine, Grant Cardone, he says this. He says, if anything's worth doing, it's worth doing every day. And I agree, 100%, 150%. That is so true. All right, so get started. Those two things. I don't want to give you more than that. Oh, and your water intake. Don't forget, at least a gallon of water a day is kind of what we push along the lines for overall success and hydration and getting your body where it needs to be. So a gallon of water a day can make a massive difference in your overall health. But I want to encourage you, get going. Like, just the fact that you've started is a big deal. I'm so proud of you. So awesome. All right, so let's jump in. I'm so glad you're with us, by the way. This show is all about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. I get excited. I just do. Go to the website. Go to Believe Health TV. Give me a call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We've got David in Wyoming. He wants to know, okay, my blood sugar level is elevated to 110, and I have high blood pressure. My doctor wants me to be on medications. I don't want to be. What do you think I should do? All right. Who wants to be on that? No one wants to be on medication, brother. I'm just telling you. Like, I get it, right? So the first thing I would do is look at on your blood sugar levels. Look, first things first is you got to get control of your eating. Well, first things first, you got to get control of your mindset. From your mindset, everything else flows. But your eating habits when it comes to blood sugar levels and high blood pressure, hands down, that is the solution. Now, the cool thing is we've done research and we figured out in all the studies that if you lose just 5 pounds, okay, 5 pounds, it can reduce your blood pressure levels by like 10 points on the scale. Yeah. That much. Like 5 pounds is as much as losing 50 pounds about what it does physiologically to the body. So that's one thing I would look at is getting your weight down just 5 pounds and do that by cutting out inflammation. The anti-inflammatory diet, great way to go. It's going to balance out lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, and eggs. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, cashews, avocados, the good kind of fats. But 33, 33, and 33 is the balance for that to really make the biggest impact. So I would start there, focus on getting everything balanced, because when you balance the macronutrients, the proteins, fats, and the carbs, then you're going to balance out the blood sugar. And that's one of the greatest pieces that you can do in this overall health journey regardless, but it's doing it consistently every single day. That's the part that everybody struggles with. They can do it for a meal. They can do it for a day, maybe 2 days. Then everybody falls off the wagon. And so the lack of consistency is really the biggest challenge. Okay, time management and lack of discipline, probably the two biggest reasons people are not successful in any area of life. I'm a firm believer of those two things. So I would encourage you there. You want to start working on your blood sugar and get it stable, then look at your eating habits. Because you got to have here's the key. You have to have a protein with a carbohydrate. So you have to have a piece of chicken. That's a protein. If you're going to eat, say, a sweet potato, you're going to want to eat those together. Or a fat and a carbohydrate. So a fat, like almonds, and a sweet potato is going to balance the blood sugar up so it doesn't spike. Protein does the same thing. Some people do better on higher protein diets. Some people do better on higher fat diets. It just depends. You have to find out what works well for your body. But I can tell you, for stabilizing blood sugar, it's going to be those two things. You want to make sure you got plenty of protein, and you want to make sure you got plenty of healthy fats coming in your diet. But balance them out with about 33% of good, healthy carbohydrates, all right? Fruits, vegetables, that kind of thing. And that's going to make a big difference. But here's the key. It's like you don't have to focus on blood pressure or blood sugar because they go hand in hand. That if you focus on your eating habits and start exercising every 6 days a week, we'll just say that, 15, 20 minutes a day, walking, whatever you want to do, resistance exercise, you want to do a video, type workout, anything that you can do along those lines is going to make a massive difference in your overall health. So start there and build a game plan. But keep me posted. Go to Believe Health TV. Send me an email. Keep me updated. Or you can call me here on the show again. Call in if you ever want to, 888-283-7272. And we'll do everything we can to help you. Also, our health coach providers can help you. But first things first, is we're giving a free copy of my book away. Okay, so like while we're doing this, please go get it. MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com. We'll send it to you as a gift. You can pay the shipping and the handling or whatever. But it's a hardback copy, and it will lay out the anti-inflammatory diet that I'm talking to you about right now. That, plus the food list, all of that is in there. And that will get you going on the journey. Because blood sugar is not that hard. I've done two reality TV shows. We've done three? I think we've done three just on diabetes alone. And the result has been amazing with people that have come off of medications and resolved diabetes and completely reversed it. It is possible. 100% is possible.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Drink your water. You're always going to see me drinking my water. It's part of it.
So glad you're with us. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Look, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyles are medicine, so the choices we make,
they matter. 888-283-7272. Let's get on the phones and go with Maureen. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, I will be starting intravenous chemotherapy. I'm just wondering if there's something I can take or make sure is in my diet to help me get through the chemo treatment.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. I'm sorry you're having to go through chemo because it's not fun at all. Okay, I think we hear about that. You're actually experiencing that. It's not fun at all. Here's the rule of thumb, because a lot of guys and gals that are physicians, there's like different camps. There is, and I've got three doctorates, right? So I come from the traditional medical side, MD, all the way over to the ND, naturopathic medicine. So I understand both sides and where everybody's trying to go. Even from the structural perspective, as a chiropractic physician, you know, I understand that as well. So the alternative thought versus the regular medical thought has some different thoughts on chemo. And I'm a big fan of giving the body what it needs. You need a great oncology team when you're dealing with cancer, period. You don't want to go to some backwoods, put the black salve on it, and just juice all day, and that's it. I think that's not using wisdom. There are great oncology docs like cancer clinics in Mexico, and it's just there's some really, really great places you can go to get alternative therapies. But at the same time, doing it the traditional route, if that's what your doctors have determined, that the studies and the research and the percentages and all of that deem is good, then you want to follow that. The eating habits that follow, remember, this is the rule of thumb. When you do chemotherapy and radiation to treat cancer, it's killing everything. Okay, and what I mean by that is you're going in trying to kill the bad cells, right? The cancer cells. But the reality is just understand that it's killing the bad cells and the good cells. So you've got to work really hard. If you're going to go the chemo route, you've got to go really hard on giving the body what it needs to build up the good, healthy cells. And that means that your eating habits have to be pristine. They have to be really, really great. And the only way to do that is you make the right choices. Following, and again, you got to determine, are you going to eat meat or not? Most cancer doctors around the world in the alternative space agree that meat's not a good thing when you have cancer. So getting your protein sources from more vegetables, fish and eggs. Some people say even drop that out. I'm a big fan of keeping those in. But your diet's got to be something that you really, really focus on, because you want to give your body everything it can to make good new healthy cells while the other stuff's getting killed off. And when you're eating tons of high value fruits and vegetables and the phytonutrients that come out of these foods, like every plant food, just about, if there's ever been a study done on them, it's like reduces cancer, reduces your, you know, cancer prevention in just about every one of these foods. So a plant-based diet is where your mindset needs to be in this game for overall success. it really needs to be your main focus. So I would focus in on that more than anything. It's not just like take a bunch of vitamin C IV and that'll counteract what's happening with the chemo. Because a lot of people think that way. They're like, well, I'm taking my glutathione and my vitamin C, so, you know, I should be good. The glutathione and the vitamin C is iffy. Some oncology docs are okay with vitamin C, and some are not. So you need to check, because literally the vitamin C can interact with the chemo, sometimes in a negative way. So just make sure you check all that out before you go down that road, if you're going to go down that road. But your eating habits, nobody's going to argue with a healthy diet. And I mean, juicing, yes, this is the time to juice, like carrot juice and greens, all of that, definitely the time to dig in with that. But food's the key. When it comes down to our health, I always say this. Nutrition is king. Exercise is queen. You put them together and you have a kingdom, hands down. Those are the two keys. And it's not, look, we all try to make this difficult. We try to make health really, really difficult. And it's not. And there's millions of diet books and there's millions of exercise programs and there's all these things. I'm telling you, as a doctor, as a physician, three times over, I've studied this stuff for years from every angle, every aspect there is no shortcuts. Everything in life, you have to do the work. To get all the degrees I had many nights where I didn't sleep. I had nights where I wanted to quit, but I didn't quit. And I did the work, and I got the degrees, and I've practiced for years, and I've helped a lot of people because I've done the work. I have a great physical body, and I'm strong and an athlete. Why? Because I've done the work. And every single day, I have to tell myself, you're going to do the work. When the other little voice is saying, you're lazy, you're tired, whatever. Remember this, 9 times out of 10, 99.9% of the time, when you're tired, you're not tired. You haven't worked in a factory all day or out in the hot sun all day, you know, shoveling things or whatever, you're on a construction site. Those people, okay, you're tired. But if you sat behind a desk all day, you're not tired. You're uninspired. That's it. So when it comes down to your health, and it comes down to making good choices, and it comes down to you becoming the best version of you, it's going to come down to the choices that you make every single day. But the question is, do you believe in you enough? Because many times success when it comes to weight loss or diabetes or heart disease or any of these kind of conditions really starts with the belief in yourself. Do you believe in yourself enough to make the right kind of choices every single day to really thrive? Do you believe in yourself enough that you have everything it takes to become the best version of you? Do you believe you have what it takes to be good in relationships, to take care of your body, to lose the weight, to be great at your job? Can you do it all? You can do it all. I'm here to tell you, you can, and you will, and you must. You have one life. One. And what are you going to do with it? Because health, this body, is the vehicle to be able to accomplish and do the things that your spirit, your person on the inside, wants to do. And that may be in a family person or a work or a career move or whatever it is. But if you lose your health, you lose the ability to be able to do all those things. So it comes down to the choices. I can't make them for you. No one else on my team can make those for you. But you can. And I encourage you more than anything to take today, because that's your gift. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. But today's your gift. And make choices and decisions today that can impact not only your tomorrow, but your kids and your grandkids. Because the legacy and the greatest legacy you could ever leave is a legacy of discipline. It's a legacy of achievement. And it's a legacy of showing others, but first yourself, that you're becoming the best version of you every single day, and you'll never, ever settle. Remember, always believe.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.